back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we're featuring three more Motown artists who had a solo career after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Glass Nine and the Pips, the Andantes, Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers, the Spinners, Marv Johnson, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Four Tops, and the Supremes. First up this half hour, Glass Nine and the Pips on the Buddha record label from 1973, When Peaceful Waters Flow, right here on Motown Memories.
With Tom Fowler.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers. That was actually the Funk Brothers who did all the background instrumentation on virtually all the Motown record labels in the 1960s. And that was All For You, didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1965. Before that, the Andantes, another great group that did a lot of background vocals on the Motown record label, but never had a hit on their own. That was Like a Nightmare from 1964. And we started this half hour with Gladys Knight and the Pips on the Buddha record label, when Peaceful Waters Flow reaching number 28 from 1973. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six different Motown artists who had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from four artists. Here comes the fifth artist, the Spinners, also known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, and a great song on the Atlantic record label, I'll Be Around. Well, I'll Be Around was written by Tom Bell and Phil Hurt, and it was produced by Tom Bell. It was recorded at Philly's Sigma Sound Studios, and the house band MFSB provided the backing. The production of the song gives it a smooth mid-tempo feel, with the signature guitar riff played by Norman Harris at the forefront. The song was included on the group's 1972 album called The Spinners on the Atlantic record label, and it was their first album release for the label. It was originally released as the B-side of the group's first single called How Could I Let You Get Away, but radio DJs flipped the record over and I'll Be Around was the big hit. It spent 5 weeks on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts, and it reached number 3 in the U.S. pop charts in the fall of 1972. It reached sales of over 1 million copies, and it was the Spinners' first record ever to do so, so they had great success after lift the Motown record. Well, here are the Spinners with I'll Be Around right here on Motown.
Something keeps a worry in my mind.
with Tom Fallon.
On the All Stars with Take Me Baby, I'm Ready, and they reached number 50 on the pop charts from 1971. Before that, Marv Johnson, I Miss You Baby, How I Miss You, and they reached number 39 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. And we started with the Spinners on the Atlantic record label from 1972, I'll Be Around, reaching number 3. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six different Motown artists who had a solo career after left the Motown record. Well, so far we've heard from five, so here is the sixth, the Four Tops, Keeper of the Castle on the Dunhill record label, right here on Motown.
Live it down, there's a lot of us been pushed around, red, yellow, black, white, and brown, with a tear of their own. Oh, can't you see, while you're picking on society? Children.
Lonely.
The Supremes, the B-side of the 45, There's No Stopping Us Now from 1967. The A-side was the number one smash hit, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. And we started this set with the Four Tops and Keeper of the Castle, number 10 from 1972 on the Dunhill record label. Well, this hour, we featured six different Motown artists who had a solo career after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.